Ramanda Brahmite Kona Bhaktivanaji Guru Krishna Prasad by Bhakti Lata Beach. It is said that for many lifetimes the living being is life after life traversing the universe, sometimes taking birth here, sometimes taking birth elsewhere, sometimes upwards, somewhere downwards. An endless chain of changing bodies. To receive the human form of life is a great blessing. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Atato Brahmi Yigyasa. Now, therefore, meaning that we have the human form of life, therefore we should inquire into the Absolute Truth. Then after so many lives, somehow or other, by the mercy of Krishna, we come across a Vaishnava, a pure Vaishnava, who can give us the process of devotional service. At that point, our life is changed. It becomes auspicious. And by the association of the Vaishnavas, by the association of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, little by little, our life is changing. Until it comes to the point that we make a commitment, that we are ready to become serious about devotional service. And ultimately, it is said that if one wants to make this human form of life successful, then pranirartha diyavacha shreyam acharanam sadhana, that we should always work for the long-term benefit. And we come to that understanding, we are ready to make a lifetime commitment to devotional service. And that is what is happening today. Some may be also taking second initiation and reinforcing the quality of their previous initiation vow. But I'll focus specifically on first initiation. We can imagine how on the ocean a huge, enormous ship is sailing along. That ship represents our life in this world. It's not so easy to change the course of a ship. It's not like a car, you don't just turn it around the corner. It's a major thing to turn the ship. You have to pull the wheel and turn it. So in the same way, it's not just so easy to make a major change in our life, like going from material life to spiritual life. We have to keep on pulling the wheel. Even after initiation, we have to carry on and steer our life again and again towards Krishna. There will be currents. The currents will push us out of our course. And again, one has to adjust and keep the focus, the direction, on going towards Krishna. So that goes on. The amazing thing is that such a huge ship, and which is so difficult to steer, is changing its course only because of a small piece of metal. That small piece of metal is the rudder of the ship. That's only very small in comparison to the ship. So, in the same way, we have our bodies, and within these bodies, the tongue is only a very small particle. Very small. But it is that very tongue that is the rudder that can change our destiny. If simply we take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna, somehow or other, that is the one thing that can change our destiny. That is the one thing that can make our spiritual life successful. Maya is always there, guarding Krishna's domain and making sure that unqualified people cannot remain in the service of Krishna. And what qualifies us is to chant faithfully, somehow or other, to keep our vows and to try and chant 16, a minimum of 16 attentive rounds every day. That is the basis, the very basis of our spiritual life. Then, that chanting, that vibration of the tongue will act like a rudder and will steer us towards Krishna and out of the material world. Of course, the chanting is also accompanied by giving up sinful behavior. And for that, we are following regulative principles that will set us on a path of purity, so that the chanting can produce the desired result, which is love of God. And even if we would not attain pure love of God in this life, then still there is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one who simply remembers Krishna at the time of death, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam charatiyam dukalevaram tam tam evaitikuntiya sarata bhavalambita, he can attain a spiritual destination. So that is our aim, that is our focus, that will now be the priority in our life. So many things will happen, so many things will have to be done. We will have to economically get by. We'll have to deal with our health conditions. We'll have to deal with the political situation of the world. We'll have to deal with so many material circumstances, and they will require that we'll do many things. But all these things are secondary from today on. Family affairs have become secondary. Our primary goal in every moment, in every situation, is now to serve Krishna purely. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the narration of Dhruva Maharaj, there is an interesting verse, and the verse is Akama Serva Kama Vamoksha Kama Udaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yayeti Purusham Param. And the verse means that whether one has material desires or whether one doesn't have material desires, one should, with great force or energy, apply himself to pure devotional service. So that's interesting, because it says, if one is sakama, if one has material desires, one should apply himself to pure devotional service. So how can we apply ourselves to pure devotional service when we have material desires? The answer is that in this verse, we are speaking about applying ourselves to the process of pure devotional service. It doesn't necessarily mean that the heart is completely free from all material impurities. Something may remain, but whatever is there, we are taking shelter of the process. And that is our focus. It is a responsibility. Every morning we know, I have my duties. I have my duties. I have my debt to pay every day. And by faithfully fulfilling that duty, all success will come. Someone An initiated devotee told me, I have no taste for chanting. I'm not chanting anymore. So that was sad to hear. And I was thinking, what can I say? What can I say to encourage this devotee? And finally, Krishna inspired me, and what came to my mind was this, is that, you know, whether you chant or not, you're going to be a devotee because it's gone too deep, Krishna consciousness. You cannot just walk away. But you have the choice. You have the choice to be a happy devotee or to be an unhappy devotee. And it's simply like that. If we are not keeping our vows, we will surely be an unhappy devotee. Then these vows, they will beat our heart. But if we take the vows and we try and make a nice spiritual life filled with worship of Krishna, filled with with devotional service, filled with offerings to Krishna, using our intelligence, or pranirartidiyavacha, our energy, our possessions, our intelligence, our words, in the service of Krishna, then this Krishna consciousness will flourish within our heart, and we will become very satisfied. Savayam saparo dharmo yata bhakti radoksha jay aitya patiyata yayatna supasidati. We will become fully satisfied, and gradually the quality of our service will increase. So that is the aim. That is our purpose. And of course, we try to avoid the 10 offenses in the chanting of the holy name, which I will not explain today. But these 10 offenses must be known by an initiated devotee. And if we don't know them, we should somehow or other ask for them and keep them in mind. Basically, the principle of them is to be respectful. To be respectful to the devotees. To be respectful to the Vedic literatures. To be respectful to the deities. To be respectful to the spiritual master. To be respectful to the holy name. To be respectful to the injunctions of scriptures. And in this way, we can avoid making offenses which will slow down our progress and can sometimes even pull us down from the spiritual platform. So it is a day of great blessing. It is a day where those who are taking initiation, whether it is first or second, will get such a blessing. They will be pulled up. Sometimes it is said that if we go in a skyscraper of 100 stories and we have to go by the stairways, it's going to be a long way. This is when we are trying on our own to make spiritual advancement. But when we are receiving the mercy of the spiritual master, he will take us up in the elevator many floors. And then in one go up to the 20th floor. Then again we're on the staircase. But sometimes he's there and will lift us up faster. So it is by the mercy of the spiritual master that we can advance very quickly. So taking initiation of a spiritual master is not a casual thing. It is not a fashionable thing. It is not about a button on the lead bag or a picture on the altar. It is really, we must dedicate our life to our spiritual master, understanding that Guru Krishna Rupahaya Shastri Brahma, Guru Rupa Krishna Karena Bhaktagan. The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. That is the conclusion of all the scriptures. And through the spiritual master, Krishna is delivering the devotees. So the spiritual master is our connection to Krishna. He is the via medium. He is the mercy manifestation of Krishna. So somehow or other, we must know that this relationship is important. And we always turn to our spiritual master again in humility, trying to please him in various ways. And in that way, surely, the mercy of Krishna will be showered upon us. Then undoubtedly, this life of devotional service will be successful. In conclusion, I would just like to make one point about the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It is said that this chanting of Hare Krishna is available in all yugas. But in this particular age, it is the Yuga Dharma, or the process for this age. Because in this age, it is made especially easy. Katanchana smiteya sindhuskaram sukaram bhavet. It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who adds his special mercy. And very quickly, one gets the result because of that added mercy. It has become very easy by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Difficult things become easy. Without his mercy, even easy things are difficult, as we know. So that is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And then the final thing I wanted to say about mercy is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That I often mention this because I think it's important. But on several occasions, Srila Prabhupada spoke about the special mercy that we can receive. In Portland, Srila Prabhupada said that if one chants 16 rounds and follows four regulative principles, then one will go back to Godhead this lifetime. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, Prabhupada said. So we can understand that when we fall short in our devotional service, that still, that mercy of Prabhupada is there. Not that we should take the process lightly and not be serious. We must be serious. But we should also not become hopeless when we are feeling, oh, I'm still not pure, I'll never make it. No. Try with full enthusiasm, because the mercy of Guru in Karanga is so powerful. It can carry us back to the spiritual world. Let's just try to be faithful disciples. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha.